This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. The city of Denver will launch a paid family leave program for its roughly 11,000 employees. The city council voted 11-1 last night to opt out of a statewide leave program that launches in 2024. Denver city council members say their local program will be cheaper and more beneficial for most city employees. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo has a new international program aimed at helping care for giraffes in zoos around the world. KRCC's Will Taylor reports the program will include training and emergency response.
Over 200 giraffes have been born at the zoo in Colorado Springs, and it currently has 17 giraffes in its herd. According to officials, this makes it one of the largest herds in North America. Dr. Liz Godone, the zoo's senior giraffe veterinarian, says the new program will allow for better collaborations between other agencies.
When this new International Center for the Care and Conservation of Giraffes started to develop, I was really excited to really be part of it and to have more dedicated time specific to helping address medical issues and respond to these emergency calls from other facilities.
Officials say the new program is a result of the pandemic. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
A longtime football coach in Colorado has died. Kay Dalton was head coach for the University of Northern Colorado for six seasons in the early 2000s. He also played for Colorado State and coached all over the state with stops in Fort Collins, Trinidad, and at CU. Dalton also had stints in professional football, coaching in the Canadian Football League and for several NFL teams, including the Denver Broncos. Dalton was 90 years old. Right now in Denver, it's 83 degrees. This is CPR News at 7:06.